Thank you, Dom. And now more news. In this final part, Norwich has a Wimbledon champion. Plans to develop the Primark store in the city cause concern. And two new eateries open in Norwich. But to start, news of a charity darts event at Carrow Road.
And this darts event really hit the bullseye in the fundraising stakes, raising a five-figure sum. The Norwich Charity Darts Masters 2016, held at Carrow Road, proved to be a rousing success, raising more than £12,500 for the Lord Baker Community Fund. Set up by Lord Russell Baker of Little Milton, the fund supports a variety of local charities promoting health and well-being in the region. The evening saw an impressive who's who of the darts world, including 2015 champion Keith Deller, Eric Bristow and Bobby George. There were also appearances from Steve Beaton and Big Cliff Lazarenko. Audience members were also given the opportunity to be drawn to play against a pro, while a mini-tournament saw local dart star Steve Beaton beat Keith Deller in the final. The event also saw funds boosted by both silent and live auctions, which included the sale of a pair of Muhammad Ali's boxing shorts.
Norwich has its first ever Wimbledon champion. After an impressive performance from Alfie Hewitt in the men's wheelchair doubles final, the 18-year-old partnered British number one Gordon Reid in an epic final against the French pairing of Stéphane Houdet and Nicolas Pfeiffer, winning the tie 4-6, 6-1, 7-6. Hewitt's granddad, David Hooper, has played a key role in helping Alfie with transport so far in his career and was thrilled to see his grandson's efforts come to fruition. It's the best moment ever since Alfie started playing tennis. To win at Wimbledon is something that he's always wanted to do, and now he's achieved it, said the 69-year-old from Lingwood. His next aim is going to be for the singles, but before that he's got Rio, the Paralympics, so this is all a big build-up to that. I'm over the moon for the boy. He played very professionally in the doubles final and just showed what he's capable of doing. He's played the two top guys in the world and held his own. I was speaking to Houdet, who's the number one in the world, and he said that Alfie won that match because of his aggression and style of play, because everyone else was playing safe. The Norwich-born rising star received widespread praise for his efforts in a match which was shown live on BBC Two. City College Norwich principal Corinne Peasgood said, "What a fantastic achievement. Alfie had shown an incredible amount of hard work and dedication to reach this point in his tennis career, while simultaneously managing to meet the demands of his two-year course in sports and exercise science with us. He is a fantastic role model, and we are all incredibly proud of his achievement. Congratulations from all of us at City College, Norwich."
A heritage watchdog fears proposals to partly demolish and rebuild Norwich's Primark store would damage the city centre's conservation area by making the revamped store unduly dominant. Primark has submitted redevelopment plans for its Haymarket city centre store, which would see a major expansion for the shop, including the creation of an extra shopping floor. The next-door buildings, currently home to Wallace and Dorothy Perkins, would be demolished and rebuilt as an extension to the Primark store. And the Haymarket and White Lion Street facades of the current store would be knocked down and replaced. The civic watchdog, the Norwich Society, has branded the plans ugly and insensitive, and now an inspector from Historic England, formerly English Heritage, has also raised concerns. Inspector David Eve visited the store last month and has written to Norwich City Council, where the plans have been lodged, to express his fears. He warned that there was a danger of the Primark store becoming unduly dominant in the street scene. And he wrote, "As the design stands, we are concerned that it could result in harm to the significance of the conservation area and other designated heritage assets. We would therefore not support the application at this time, but hope amendments will come forward." Primark didn't want to comment. The application is due to be discussed by members of Norwich City Council's Planning Committee at a future meeting.
A new tea room is opening in Taverham this weekend. The Silver Fox Tea Room is the idea of friends Sarah Douglas and Amanda Medler, who have taken over a room inside the pub of the same name for the project. With locally sourced coffees and homemade cakes, the rooms will have a very distinctly Norfolk feel. Mrs. Douglas, 47, said, "Amanda and I have been talking about setting up a tea room for quite some time. It's something we have always wanted to do." Mrs. Medler added, "I wanted a change from my previous job, and this was the perfect opportunity to do that." The pair, along with family members, have completely redecorated the room, creating its own separate identity. They are now hoping it will become a new meeting place for the people of Taverham. Mrs. Douglas said, "We were keen to use locally sourced things where possible. I think if we can help other businesses, then it will help the community here." Mrs. Medler added, "Our aim will be to give a much more personal touch to our service than the big chains. We want to create a place people can meet up and have a nice, relaxing time." The tea room will be open between 9 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Mondays to Fridays and 9 a.m. until noon on Saturdays.
A family business which has gone from strength to strength has taken another step forward by opening its second city restaurant. Namaste Village, a vegetarian Indian restaurant on Queen's Road, is the latest project of the Jatani family, who also run Namaste India on Opai Street. The restaurant is the latest installment in the family's success story following their move to Norwich in 2006. Co-owner Vijay Jatani, 31, originally moved to Norwich from northwest India to study business management, and he ended up settling in the region with his wife Urmila, 29. A decade later, the pair are opening their second Norwich restaurant with Mr. Jatani's brother, Dalsukh, 26, his wife, Drashti, 26, and friend, Rudhika Vagasia. It's this close-knit family connection that adds the flavour to the business, according to Mr. Jatani. He said, "The family aspect is one of our biggest strengths. The business keeps us together as a family. We all work as a unit. We all live together in one house and share lots of the same philosophies."
Communities have rallied together to support a campaign aimed at honouring those who fought in the First World War. Operation Norfolk Remembers asks people to photograph as many of the county's memorials as possible to help create an online digital legacy. The project culminated with a large event outside the Forum in Norwich on Saturday, when many of the images went on display. Visitors were able to take part in a variety of activities throughout the day, including an interactive trench experience. More than 800 First World War memorials have so far been identified in Norfolk, and organisers believe just over half were photographed.
And that's all for this week, but remember, we always like to hear from our listeners and to pass on news to others. You can leave a message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office. That's 01603 765 365, as if you didn't know, 765 365, and we will call you back. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk.
Please return your Chatterbox recording to us. Just put it in the wallet, turn over the address label, and pop it in the postbox. There is no need for a stamp. And please remember that the new July edition of the EDP Norfolk magazine, on a separate memory stick, is included with this week's Chatterbox.
So we hope you've enjoyed this edition. Your readers on part one were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell, and the features were read by Don Cleaver. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording.
This edition was recorded by Peter Murch, and the editor was Peter Wilson. So on behalf of all the team here at Chatterbox, until next week, it's goodbye from Marianne Penn.
And from me, John Francis. Goodbye.